never get to a point that I'm going to also always talk about that. Let's do Judges 16. We'll do verse 19. I want us to read it together. Everybody, loud and clear. Judges 16, 19. Everybody, loud and clear. One, two, go. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man and caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Delilah's lap, a Babin saloon. Or you say a barber's shop. Delilah's lap, a barber's shop, is more presentable. Because Babin saloon is Nigeria. Barber's shop is worldwide. So if you are Nigerian, write Babin saloon. If you are outside Nigeria, write barber's shop. But I think what should be the topic generally is barber's shop. Delilah's lap is a barber's shop. Okay, I'm going to be very, very practical. This is the last day and the last session. So some things I'm going to say may be very practical. But I promise you this message will change your life. Very practical. There is a teaching that has confused us and denied practicality of the natural man and human nature. The teaching tells us that man is a spirit, he has a soul, but lives in a body. It's a lie. They say man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. It is a capital lie. There's no lie that's as deep as that lie. So we tell things that there are some things that naturally cannot happen to us. Because why? We are spirit. Man is not a spirit. You are not a spirit. Man is of the spirit, but he has a soul, he lives in the body. Jesus said in Luke, I think 23 or 24, verse 39. When Thomas said, hey, it's a ghost, he said, touch me. For a spirit does not have flesh and bone. Do you have flesh and bone? You are not a spirit. In Job 32 verse 9, he said there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. In Proverbs 20:27, he said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. Jesus never came and said God is looking for worshippers that are spirits. He said no, that worship him in spirit. So man is of the spirit. He has a soul. He lives in the body. You are flesh and bone, but you can switch into the spirit. Man is spiritual. He has a soul. He lives in the body. But man is not. But I'm saying this is because so that you will know that you can be tempted. In all points. Am I communicating here? Let me give you the background about Samson. Samson was a young man who was born at a certain time in Israel. The first judge. Samson was a judge. Samson was the last judge in Israel. The first judge was Othniel. It was a time where, in you read Judges chapter 1, when the people didn't know who should go, and they said, who do we go? And God said, let Judah go. Let praise go. Let honor go. Let worship go. And when they went ahead, and the Bible said they brought down Adoni-Bezek. After a while, the children of Israel needed help. They cried to the Lord. And the Lord gave them a judge in Judges 3 from verse 9 and 10. His name was Othniel. The Bible says, and then the spirit came mightily upon him. And if you see Samson's description, anytime he's about to perform a major feat, the Bible uses that same thing. Samson was the last judge. Samson made God tired of raising judges. So God began to raise kings. Because then judge walked solo. There was no structure. Samson never had any army. All the people he killed, he killed alone. And God knew that one of the biggest risk is to raise up a general who fights alone. So Samson was the last judge. God did not just only make sure Samson was the last judge. God made sure before Samson left, he destroyed what would have been a problem between the judge and the king. Because then in Israel, when Saul came as a king, nobody, because one thing about problem, about humans, is that humans are not easy to adapt to change. When Saul came as the king, there would have been reaction to say, we are used to judges. So you know what God did? God told Samson to stand in the temple. When they took out his eyes, he felt the pillar. One of the pillar was linked to the judges. One of the pillar was linked to the kings. He pulled them down. So it was the link between the pillar, between the judge and the kings. So he pulled down the pillar. Saul became a king 50 years after Samson came up. If you read Judges 17, I think verse 5 or verse 6, I think so, he said that the children of Israel, because there was no king, everyone did what was right in his own eyes. After Samson failed, people now, carelessness was fired into the whole Israel. Samson failed as a Nazarene. When Samson failed, carelessness was fired. Everybody became careless. Samson failed to a point, Samson is the father and the founder of the nation called Nazareth. Because it was the first Nazarene. When he failed, many began to fail after him. Your life is a trend. What you do is what others start doing. They began to fail. And it was so bad that the city became a parable. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Samson's life brought out a negative proverb. Nazareth, it wasn't Nazareth. Samson from there and he messed up. That was when Jesus came, it was Jesus of Nazareth. When he came, the Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good. One said, can any good thing? This one came out from that place, went about doing good. What no one had done. Someone did not just do it. He came and began to distribute it. Before I continue, can I prophesy? Anything that looks like an embargo, whether in ministry or in family, that no one can achieve or arrive at, I see you by the power of God. You are breaking records. I say you are breaking records. Take your seat. Amen. Can I go on? Samson was so powerful. Powerful man. I was doing a study on the size of the gate that Samson pulled, and I dropped the study. I screamed. The kind of strength Samson had was phenomenal. The gate that Samson was pulling out, you know, he pulled down the city gate. The gate was the size of a 4-story building. A big gate that controls. The first gate at the entrance was a 4-story building. The other gate that leads to where the king is a 2-story building. Now, imagine a gate used the size, you know what a 4-story building is? That's right. Samson's shoe, his strength was phenomenal. And the biggest concern of your enemy is your strength. The enemy wants your strength. He's after your strength. And that's why he said, is it Proverbs 24 verse 10? That if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. God wants you to be strong and to progress in strength. In Deuteronomy 33, I think 25, he says, as thy days be, so shall thy strength be. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, he says, for them that have no might, he increases their strength. Verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord. In Joshua 14:11, one of the things Caleb boasted about was his strength. See, my strength has not left me. I'm strong. Your enemy's biggest concern is your strength. Somebody say, I receive strength. I can't hear you. I wrote this, that the biggest concern of your enemies is your strength. When God ordained you, he didn't ordain you to release power. He ordained you to release strength. Psalm chapter 8 verse 2. He said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou hast ordained strength. Be because of the enemy. What you need to confront your enemy? Strength. Psalm 27 verse 1. The Lord is my light and my strength. Jesus was talking to that church that couldn't deny him. They didn't deny him. In Revelation 3 verse 8. He said, thou hast a little strength and hast not denied my name. So what helped them not to compromise was what? Strength. Hebrews chapter 11, if you read from verse 1. He said, now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith you understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So that things which we see, we are not made by things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained the witness that he was righteous. He said, though he was dead, God testifying of his gift, yet he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch walked with God. He said, and he was translated. He said, before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of this not seen as yet, moved with fear. The Bible says, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. He said, by which he condemned the world and became a heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called out to a country, he said, the Bible says, not knowing where he was going, he went. And verse 9 says, he dwelt in tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. Verse 10 says, that he looked forward towards a city that has foundation, which builders and maker is God. But look at verse 11. He said, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive, even though she was past the age, for she judged him faithful who has promised. Verse 12. Therefore sprang one of him as good as dead, at the side of the skin multitude, and the servant is still sure innumerable. And verse 13 says, all these died in faith, not having received the promise, but were persuaded. Am I talking to somebody here? They saw it afar off. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims of the earth. They that say such things declare plainly that they seek a city. For if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. He said, but now they desire a city which is unheavenly. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called your God, because he has prepared for them. Strength is a big concern. Judges, you read Judges. You go back to verse 16, verse 5. They contracted her. They say, what is this? Now, let me shock you. If you read chapter, can I teach here? If you read chapter 6, chapter 14, verse 1, Delilah was the third Philistine woman that Samson had something with. Chapter 14, verse 1, he went into one. Chapter 16, but let me shock you. That was not the first harlot Samson was entering. I did a study in the Hebrew. There were two kinds of harlots. There's the kwasha and there is the zona. The zona is that harlot that all she's interested in is your money. She just wants money and she's gone. She wants pleasure, she's gone. She cannot kill you, she cannot hurt you. She just wants material blessings. Oh, it's not blessing. Material benefits. And she's gone. But the kwasha is that harlot. She's an occultic sexual partner whose assignment is not money. She doesn't take money from you. She takes evidence. I did a study and discovered that kwasha, Tama in Genesis 38, was a harlot, but she was a kwasha. That was why when the father-in-law came, he said, give me your cloak. Give me your ring, your signet ring. What? And they yield that against you. Many ministers of God who are in prolonged sexual immorality is because they met kwashas. Who are saying, if you don't do this, you know the message you sent me, I will show your wife. If you don't do this, you know I have a picture of you and I together. If you don't do this, you know I have a gift I gave you and your kwasha. So Delilah was not a temptation. Delilah was a terminator. You may have been doing it and getting away. You are falling and rising in temptation. But when you meet a terminator, the kwasha, they don't come to take your money. They enter your life with an assignment. To break your marriage, to destroy your ministry, to destroy your life, ruin your life, and they walk away. The seven brothers, I did a study, the seven brothers who were married to one man, in the book of Matthew, the woman was a kwasha. When she entered, she destroyed the first guy, destroyed the second, destroyed the third, destroyed the fourth. That was her assignment. Every kwasha. Kapilo Rodobaza. We quash the kwashas. Please listen. Now they're just the assignment. Hello. When they come into your life, they take their time. Have you discovered, if you study Judges 16 from verse chapter 4 to verse Judges chapter 16 from verse 4 to 18, Delilah took her time. In fact, Delilah was not just a kwasha. Let me shock you. Delilah was a kadesh. Okay, how do I explain this? It's like you have kwasha, soldier, general, kadesh. She was not just a kwasha. She was a general in that kind of assignment. Thank you. Leader of leaders. King of kings. She was a kadesh. She was high powered. They contracted her. Can I shock you, sir? Some of the people that have infiltrated your choir, infiltrated your drama group, infiltrated some sensitive organs of your ministry, were actually sent by pastors. Your ministry is a threat to them. So they position somebody to come after you. Giving them informations, giving them... Follow me home. Let's study. Delilah's lap. A barber shop. Just follow me. I'm going to show you something. Because some reasons why some women will tell their husband, leave this person. The man said, I can't leave. As far as the man is concerned, he knows he has not had any immoral, physical, immoral thing with her. So he's checking the physical, immoral contact, not knowing the real immorality is in the mind. Okay, let me shock you. The weapons of God are not given to you to kill witches, oh. That's why you have been killing them. Are they dead? Uh-huh. Why? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in pulling down imagination. What your weapons is to scatter is the imagination. Kwasha Kadesh. The most anointed man in ministry. It's not the man that raises the dead. It's not the man that heals the sick. It's the man that can control his emotion. It's not raising the dead. Many have raised the dead. And today they are dead. Your anointing level is directly proportional to your capacity to control emotions. Morality, temperament, reactions, inactions, actions, love for money, pride, all of those emotional connections. Am I communicating here? Let me say something. Sir, can I go on? Delilah was talking to Samson. She kept Samson in a room. This thing, let's hide and do it. Let's hide. But in that room, there was men in the wardrobe. Can I shock you? Anyone that can keep your secret has a secret. It's a deep word. Anyone that can keep your your secret has a secret that he or she is keeping from you. Go home, think about it, decipher it, and sleep. Delilah's lap. Your house girl, or that girl living in your house as a pastor, that you are now playing immoral plays with, and she's not saying it to anybody, is gathering information about you. Send her out, you will know how far. Open your mouth and tell her, leave my house. You will know that you are a toy in her hand. When I got married, one of my biggest witnesses, when I got married, before I got married, I played. My wife be sitting down, I'll see somebody, maybe in the plane, hostel. Hey, you look take away. You look splendid. Jay, you look any man. My wife be there. You see, honey, now let me know, see you shall be play. Oh. This thing you are saying now, this person is taking it seriously. You know me, I confess, some of you, are you were born again in 1930. It was Moses that baptized you. Me, I confess my own. I like compliments. It's natural. And if you are around me, you will notice something. I am playful. I am extra playful. My mother told me one day, he said, you know my problem with you? I said, yes. He said, well, I was teasing her. She was tired. He said, you know the problem I have with you? I said, no, mommy. He said, when you were young, I didn't let you watch cartoon. You play too much. He said, I used to flog you people not to watch cartoon. Go and read. He said, if I had known, I would have let you watch cartoon. Because the things that are serious, I will play with everything. No? Things that are serious, I will joke with it. I love jokes. I love to laugh. The things my wife sent to me, if they are not things about health or scripture, she will send me jokes. I just like to be happy. Okay, some of you are very serious. No problem. Do you want truth? They're looking at me like this. I say, I love to laugh. I'm not spiritual. Don't go there. When my wife is walking to my room, she wants to come and see me. She's a little bit scared because I must do something that will make her laugh. Every day. She walks and says, my husband, please. It's a serious thing I came for. I say, eh? I'll bend my neck. She said, hey, you have started again. Are you following me? Are you following me? There is a good side of that. But when it's extreme. So I discovered I was complimenting a lot of people when we started the ministry. I was complimenting a lot of people. Anytime I see someone, I like people who dress well. That is the truth. Once you dress well, I like it. I don't like seeing people dress shabbily. So if somebody dresses well, I must pass a compliment. Wow. You look good. Hey! All these brothers in this church, are they blind? I'll just say something. My wife was telling me, he said, do you know in this church, you have a lot of people who is in love with you and you are not aware? Let me tell you what happened one day. There was a woman that came, every time I see her in church, I would say, madam, God, you look wonderful. God bless you. See the way you fine. Your hair is well done. This, I was saying that as a pastor. And she should be smiling. So I noticed after every service, she walked to me just to see her. But her face is fresh. If we stayed in church, you should sweat. When we praise God, you should sweat. Now, her face is always looking fresh. So she goes to the car, makes up, does everything. Daddy, well done. I say, hey, my beautiful daughter, wonderfully made. You look excellent. One day there was a crisis in their home. She wasn't allowing the husband to touch her. Wasn't allowing the husband to assess her. The man came to report. I said, come with her. I was screaming. The man said, tell her. I said, okay, woman, what does he not do? He said, what you do is what he does not do. I said, what I do? What did they do? The man, when the man heard what you do, he had a look up. He said, what you do is what he does not do. I said, what? He said, no matter how I dress, he doesn't compliment me. That is why, sir, every day, I just come around, every service, just to be happy, you compliment me. Sir, that was the last day I compliment people's wife. If you like as a woman, you have dressed heaven and earth. And not the talk of Aguacapas. I didn't know I was being... Can I be free to talk? I was... Now, what I did, was it wrong? I was being sincere. Because you see what is good, you say it's good now. Jesus was a sincere man. That's why in John 14 verse 2, he said, if it was not so, I would have told you. If it was not so, in my father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, me, he was saying, me, I said things. And that put me in some trouble. So, compliments. A pastor can enter an affair without knowing. Unconsciously, there are members in your church that are already in a relationship with you. You are not aware, but that's what they think. Somebody shouting Kwasha. Not all of them are Kwasha, don't get me wrong. But how do you know they are not Kwashas? Now, it's an interpersonal thing. Ministry, you cannot do ministry without emotion. Don't even lie about it. You must call. Are you okay? What is the matter? I have not eaten. You have not eaten? You don't have money? That's emotion. A true pastor shows care. Care. Because there are some people, you can only keep them in church with care. And you're not careful from care. Careless. I'm going to teach you a few things that will help your life. That will help your life. That will help your life. Samson started well. Which of you here, when you were born, angel appeared? Which of you, when you were born, angel appeared before you were born? Okay, which of you, when you were born, after the angel appeared, the angel started dancing. That Samson's arrival was the first time that before he came, angels were dancing. He said the angels did marvelously well because they knew the entrance of Samson. Samson would stand with a bone. 3,000 men with weapons. He would take all their heads. Samson was going out, the lion came. He heard the lion. That lion he tore was the beginning of his problem. But tearing a lion was a major feat. But it was the beginning of his problem. You know why? The first law of Nazarene is that you must not stand near any dead thing. What we are calling testimony. Samson was powerful. He tore lion. He broke a law. Because a Nazarene must not stand near anything dead. He killed it. He dropped it. The first law was broken. That Samson messed up with Delilah, or that his hair was cut off, was not the first test, the first temptation. He broke others. Don't forget in chapter 14, he went to a party. He had a feast. He drank. A Nazarene must not take strong drink. Gradually. Samson was this kind of person that he doesn't know how to handle pressure. Samson can manage pressure. Don't forget, the Bible says, Delilah pressed him hard. The fourth wife he married, when he brought forth a riddle, he didn't tell anybody. That lady pressured him. Chapter 14. Is it verse 6 or 16? I can't remember. That lady pressured him day and night. Talk to me. Samson could be under pressure. There are some of us, we don't want to hurt people. If I react, what will they say? If I leave, how will they feel? React! You don't send me a text and say, my dear, or say, my handsome daddy, I will block your line. Now, it's a foundation. It's communicating some gradually. That word is sent to test your reaction. To test if you are in the same page. So by the time you reply, my beautiful daughter, ah, this man is my correct person. You don't want truth? Eh? My beautiful daughter, then the next thing continue. Daddy, I miss you so much. Then you reply, I miss you more. Hey, correct pastor! Kwasha. The Kwasha! So she was not just a harlot. She was a Kwasha. The zona collects the money and go. They want to pay their rent. They mess you up and go. They are not. But the Kwasha gathers evidence. The cloak Tamar took from Judah. Because they want to keep you perpetually under them. So they have something they control and manipulate you. Can I go on? You see, most of us have blamed people who fell. Most people, I don't think there's any pastor who opens his eyes to fall. I'm going to show you the process. Delilah was the third. Samson will stand up from Delilah and carry gates. Will stand up from someone and carry the job hold of an ass. That God is using you doesn't mean you are right. The mercy of God is not the approval of God. If you are a power preacher, power messages should not move you. Purity messages should move you. Sir, a man can finish sin and raise the dead. Because the gift of God is without repentance. That God is using you does not mean you are right. The mercy of God is not the approval of God. When He gives you oil, He doesn't take it back. God can applaud your miracles, but He will judge your life. He said they will say, in my name, not in the name of witchcraft. He said, yeah, they did it in my name. Because as far as I'm concerned, I've exalted and honored my name. Anybody that uses it well, it produces. It doesn't matter who the user is. It's the name. Many of us are going to be delivered today. Have I been able to establish that to you that you are not a spirit? Have I established that? That you are not a spirit? So all those teaching of grace, man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. It's a lie. Jesus said that clearly. In Luke 23:39, he said, spirit does not have flesh and bone, Thomas. Man is of the spirit, as a flesh, lives in a body, is of. No, I'm trying to establish that. I'm trying to establish that because one of the things that have destroyed great men morally is the thought of, I cannot fall. It's not possible. I cannot fall. When they get you, they turn you to entertainment. Look at Samson, Judges 16. If you read from verse 20, 26, 27, 28 down, he said they call, they say, let Samson come and make sport for us. Another word is, bring Samson. Let him come and entertain us. Judges 16. It should be between 26 to 28. Let Samson come and make sport for us. Let him come and entertain us. Let him come and make sport for us. Bring Samson. So Samson stands there as a blind man. And he falls. And the boss goes, like, ha, 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 ha. He's going like that again. He misses a step. And he, ha, 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 ha. That was the entertainment. Delilah's lap, a barber's shop. Look at verse 27. Now the house was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there, and they were about the roof, 3,000 men. And beyond Samson, while he made sport. Can I get another translation? The Message, most probably. The building was packed with men and women, including all the Philistines, tyrants, noisemakers, arrogant. There were at least 3,000 in the stands watching Samson's what? A general became an entertainer. Can we get another one? Another one. A commander became a comedian. The building was crowded with men and women. All five Philistines were there, and there were about 3,000 men, women on the roof, watching Samson entertain them. One that an angel prophesied his birth reduced himself by constant, regular, immoral living. So God is saying, anytime you are a person who is swallowed up in immoral living, even when you stand to minister before him, you are an entertainer. So, nice performance. Nice performance. I hope his name is in the book of death. Say yes. It's okay. Nice performance. I hope you know he's hell bound. Say yes. Okay. Nice performance. To entertain them. Every one of us, men, female, boys, girls, men, women, Satan will come after you with immorality. In the mind, in the act, in the thoughts. Hear this. Can I go on? Can I go on? Can I go on? Everyone is quiet. I said, can I go on? The Lord was talking to me about three kinds of women, and the three kinds of women, David happened to marry them. One was Michal. Michal was the wife of David who was given by Saul. Don't forget, Saul said to David, he said, if you win this battle, I will give you my daughter as a wife. And these are the three kinds of wives ministers go after. Every pastor has a wife, either the first, the second, or the third. So, as I preach now, it's left for you in your mind to check who you married. My car is the trophy wife. The wife you marry because when she dey waka, people go not say pastor marry wife. But get ready. Because my cars are not fruitful. My cars are not fruitful. She didn't have a child. They are not going to be fruitful. They are not productive to your life. Some pastors will see an extremely pretty lady. They propose and say, you know, I'm a man of God, so I need to collect the best. When you see our wives pretty today, they were not that pretty when we met them. If they were like this, no, they were not that pretty. It's over time. So when younger generation now see our, say, I see mama so beautiful. She wasn't like this 20 years ago. Over time, with love, care, concern, kudi, owo, ikpegolo, ego, ego, dollars, pounds, we began to arrange a massage. And now she's pretty. So don't check our today. Check yesterday. So younger generation, just see a pretty. If you carry that camera to my wife's face, today will be the last day you will film. I'm talking, want to go and carry the face so that they will look, thereby making the young men problem more complicated. By the time they say, ah, fine, like the papa, forget, I go marry a fine woman. Alright, can I go on? Am I blessing you? I've not even started though. My Michal is a trophy wife. Is what? the wife that when she appears, like you have won trophy. I know a pastor was brought up to like four ladies to me. I noticed one thing about all of them. Their body is well structured. When they are walking, air fire, premature death. So, when they are leaving the office, I look at them. I say, this boy, this thing will kill him all. I say, I'm blessing this relationship, no immorality. I notice when I get to that point, he doesn't say amen. I say, I'm approving this relationship is without sin till you marry. You'll be quiet. After like a week, because the truth is this, when you go for the external features, you are never satisfied. You are doing it now, secretly. By the time you get married, you will miss that adventure. Because the book of Proverbs says, stolen waters is sweet. You will miss that adventure. You want to continue that your guy man life. Trophy. There is a heel no harm. You know David had a wife called a heel no harm. Quiet. Unassuming. Not forward. They don't drag mic. They are just on their own. My wife is writing a book now that I'm waiting for. I never wanted to be a pastor's wife. Truth. Are you following me? Are he no harm on assuming? You cannot see anything major. And he no harm said, she was that wife that was loyal to her husband. And he no harm was that wife that waited on David. David protected her. He no harm loved her. Because he no harm depended. As far as she was concerned, this man is a gift to my life. The third kind of wife, which you all know, the wife of Nabal. What's her name? No, that Abigail has a good meaning. I don't know where that woman's character was different from her. Abigail, one time in 1 Samuel 25, when, you know the story, David kept a man at the challenge, so David took his flocks, his animal, his cattle. Am I blessing you? Took his flocks, his animals, his cattle. David kept them for him. After a couple of years, David returned the man's animals back to the man. Then after a year or two, David sent his servant. If I have kept a man's animal for him, wisdom demands he should appreciate me for feeding them, for taking care of them. If it's five or six, you give to me. He sent his servants. He said, go and tell that man that David needs to be at least compensated. And Nabal replied. He said, who is David? All these young boys that leave their masters and give themselves name. I don't know any David though. David said, huh? He said, go back and tell him. By this time tomorrow, Otiku, you're dead. You are dead. You don't know me again. As soon as David said that, 1 Samuel, is it 25? 2 Samuel, rather, 25, I think. The wife came and said, please, sir, leave my husband alone. As his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name. Foolishness is with him. When your wife begins to disrespect you before you, she's on her way out. I'm going to come to that. So the woman left David as soon as the husband, what happened to the husband? 1 Samuel 25:25. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial. Even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name. Folly is with him. But either I may son not the young men that thou didst send. Bring another translation. He said, David, the people you sent, I didn't see them. If I had seen them, he said, don't dwell. Don't dwell on what that brute Nabal did. He asked out the meaning of his name, Nabal. Fool. Foolishness oozes from him. He said, this is my husband. Ewu Mary J. Anu Opia, Anu Mpama. Anu Ori. That's what she was saying. She was saying, my husband, oh, King, you didn't know? You were expecting a normal person? She said, unfortunately, she was married to an Anu Opia. Am I talking to somebody right now? So she now married David. David didn't marry her. She packed her load. That's the third kind of wife. By all means, they want you. And they get you. Many pastors fall into that trap. You have an Abigail that brings cooler to you as a single brother. If you go to many young pastors, as you see coolers. You have an Abigail that brings the leg of a chicken. You have an Abigail that feeds you. You have an Abigail. It happens to young ministers. That's why as soon as a pastor starts a ministry as a single man, the day he marries, sisters reduce. Of course. It's normal. Don't blame them. It happened to me. As soon as I got married, when we came to the service, I see brothers. What happened? The sisters was like, you are your own, no? Hope the fire make the heart sick. They pounce somewhere else. So now, what do I do? Am I blessing you? What do I do? Watch this. Samson was married. Can I say this to you? Samson never started immoral. The first time there was a woman he wanted to marry, he did it well, carried his parents. But the parents said no. He said, it pleases me well. Many of you crying in marriage now are remembering the counsels you rejected. So before start blaming Samson, hey, how can you be a Nazarene from the womb and you are immoral? No. What happened to Samson made him not to trust women, put him in frustration? Write this down. Anything that attacks your marital life is after your moral life. Anything that attacks your marital life is after your moral life. As a lady, to get married, you have prayed and prayed and prayed. Marriage is not working, and yet you are a minister of God. Satan wants to get you to a point where you now feel that menopause is coming. Let any man just get me pregnant. Anything that attacks you as a man, attacks your marriage, you and your wife, no peace. Quarrel today, quarrel tomorrow, quarrel today, quarrel tomorrow. As you are quarreling with that woman, the devil brings a kwasha, brings a kadesh, brings somebody who begins to show you concern, begins to show you interest, begins to show you. I told the pastor, anytime he will quarrel with his wife and they have issues, he will wait for 2 weeks, he won't give the wife. 1 month, one day I called him, I said, oh boy, you will lose her. Because you know women, most women, it doesn't happen to me, but I've counseled people. Once you are not talking, gates close. Gates close. No window. No window, gates close. Iron, yes, gates, iron gates. Gate close. The iron gate close of its own accord. It didn't open. Gate closed. That is basic. So, forget that department. If food is still flowing, okay. But the truth is this. There's a way you will eat food up, food up, food up. You start lacking food down. Gate closed. So, I asked him as a pastor. For that 1 month, 2 months, how far? Make peace, oh. Because at the end of the day, you will explode. I'm telling you. You shall be preaching what doesn't make sense. Because your faculties are reacting. God, leave this woman say, come, you see this fight? It's okay, please, lift up your head when you get. Let the King of Glory come in. Anything that attacks your moral life, anytime there's an issue in your home, a problem in your marriage, a problem in your marital life, the devil is targeting your moral life. He wants to get you to a point where he can initiate some people into your life and you begin to get comfortable with them, and he can give you a spare tire. And that is why, do your best to always make peace. He said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Nigeria, sun rises anytime. We live in a very hot country. Don't quarrel here at all. As you quarrel, settle. As you quarrel, settle. Because the sun, this part of the world, the sun rises up and sets anytime. So as you are quarreling, be checking weather. As you quarrel before the sun, because once, the problem is not to be angry, say be angry. He said, but sin not. What is the sin? Don't have a prolonged anger. That is what I mean by let not the sun go down upon your wrath. When it is prolonged, as a pastor, it is excessive. You begin to keep malice. I can't do that. I can't try it under God. I'm so angry, I'm not talking to my wife. For 21 years, 22 years, it can't happen. Have I been angry? Yes! I don't like what happened. I don't like this. It ends there. You see your wife's call, you don't pick. You see her this thing, you don't talk to her. Sir, a kwadesh and a kwasha. No, let's do kwasha, because kwadesh, they go for people who are high powered. Eh? It's on the way. When I see a pastor and a wife, I see how close they are. I see the pastor hold the wife's hand. They're like, oh, my believer, they sweet to me. I love it. When I see a pastor and a wife, they wear something that looks alike. They wear something that, hey, I'll just be looking at them. I say, this one, this is the cure. I say, lady, if your husband wears something, look for what has that color. Wear it. That's what my wife does. She must look. Sometimes she'll get angry with me. When she's already going out, I'm not, no! Why didn't you show me what you are wearing? I said, I don't understand. Must we wear the same thing? He said, leave me. I know what I'm doing. Look for something that has a touch of that color. You are that is sending many strangers to know that these ones are close. Okay, you don't want me to teach you? Okay, let's close. No, let's close. Amen. Amen. Samson's issue began when his wife was collected. And the wife was a fool. That woman Samson married was a fool. Let me shock you. Do you know? Can I talk to you? Samson gave a parable in chapter 14, in verse 15 of Judges. This woman, people came to her and pressured her. If you don't tell us the meaning of that parable, we will burn you and your father's house. She walked with them. Chapter 15, verse 6. They burned her and her father's house. That thing they are telling you they will do to you if you don't betray your husband, you don't betray your wife, that will do to you. If you betray them, they will still do it to you. If you want to prove you are a man, send her away! Send her away! We will stand by you. Send her away! We'll be there with you. When you send her away, you will stay alone. Send her away! From verse 6, go down to verse 7. No. Go down to verse 8. Go down to verse 8. Okay, go back to verse 6. Verse 6, I think it's in verse 6. That's what I quoted. He said, and the Philistines came and burned her and her father with fire. Now go to chapter 14, verse 15. Let's see something. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband, that he may declare us the riddle, that we, lest we burn thee and thy father's house. Was that not the threat? Huh? Did they not do it? Anything they tell you to make sure you leave your home. If you don't leave your wife, you will die. You will leave her and die. If you don't send him away, if you don't turn your back on your husband, if you don't start fighting your husband, that is how that woman leader will collect him from you. You fight him, she still collected him. Because you are fighting him, he's getting succor in her. Have you not discovered, sir, a pastor is in his 40s, having an affair with a widow in her 60s? Oh, you think now, Nari, I? When a man is emotionally destabilized, anybody can feel the vacuum. Most men. There are many ladies in church. Hold on. Let me show you something. Samson had a wife. They gave, watch this, they gave the wife to his best friend, the father gave. Who was the best man on his wedding? Sir, he didn't start there. Herself and the best man. You're already communicating. If you're a pastor's wife and you are so free in communicating with other pastors, you are stupid. So free, even when your husband says, I don't like it, you can't stop. Your husband says, I don't like this, you can't stop. You pick up phone, how are you there? I just got to greet you. Can't you greet the wife? Must you greet the man? Your husband says, I don't like this, stop! You say no. There are messages I will send my wife. I say, tell this person, say no, you are a man, tell him yourself. I can tell the wife. You are so comfortable. I'm sorry, oh. Honey, come. Let me show something. I'm old school, right? No problem. No, it's okay. I've seen pastors, a pastor stand under pastor's wife, and he's holding her like this. If I see you touch my wife, say like this. Eh? You hold my wife like this in the dream. Come and sit down. Eh? I shouldn't talk. I'm already your father. It's too late to change father. That is how it starts. Hold my wife like that. Ah, in fact, I'm angry now. We should have some. You see, in the days of our fathers. I said something to a great man of God yesterday. I said, in the days of our fathers, there was no immorality. There was only witchcraft. In the time of Babalola, people don't commit immorality. But witches, eh? I said, they took all the witches and they gave us immorality. No, let's be frank. Let's be very frank. How many times do witches fly now? Say, witches flying. It's minimal now. How many times do witches say, be sincere, say witches are flying? They are tired. Every night, meeting, they are tired. Meetings now in the coven is now when they have zonal meetings. Regional meetings. Fly every day. When they go for summit, witches are tired of flying every day. They fly, but they are tired. They don't fly much now. They don't fly much. Okay, let me ask you. How many do you see charm on the road regularly? Our fathers handle that. In their time. But can I tell you what they did to prevent immorality? Normal values. You enter first church, you see women this way. Men, not lie. They kept values though. Either break it an edge. They kept values. I entered the church. I saw brothers here. I went with my wife to a church. They said my wife cannot sit on the altar. You forgot it? You remember? It was a battle. In Benin, they gave me one big chair that looked like the throne of judgment. I sat, my leg did not touch the ground. As I was sitting on the chair, I asked myself, how will I come down? Because I climbed to sit. I said, how will I come down here? How will I come down from this chair? I was looking at my wife. Where she was sitting was very small. It was like I was in a great white throne. And my wife looked like my creature. I was looking at my wife. The chair was like God, and you were judging one thing you created. I was not looking at my wife like she was. I said, no, I managed, I climbed. It was a battle. Rebecca was there. We are battling. I said, if my wife doesn't come here, I won't preach. They said, she can't sit here. I said, my wife has to sit here. He said, she can't sit here. I said, but the Bible said, let no man put asunder. He said, this is not asunder. Asunder means separate from marriage. You are still married. After this service, be married outside. She can't sit here. The person that was about to call me up was giving several announcements. With a while away time, we are battling. When I now remembered the walk to climb back to the chair, I had to leave the matter. I had to climb the chair again. There's a step. You climb. You now sit. And if you sit, they will tell you how to sit. You must put your hand like this. As I sat down like that, I look like they are laughing for you. That's why I just sat down like that. Like Ududuwa. When I wanted to come down, they were clapping. I was looking for the step. Our fathers, normal values was what helped them. But today, carelessness. When a pastor's wife can allow another pastor to visit her when her husband is not at home. What do you think? There's nothing happening, but there's appearance of evil. What do you think? Once you marry the wrong person, you can never end well. Judges 14 from verse 1 to the end. Samson never ended well. Are you getting anything here? Samson never ended well. Let me tell you, Samson, you know, I'm talking of when the devil attacks your marriage. Samson himself had a problem. And I mentioned that yesterday. You know, one of my problems is teaching. But God is helping me to get back to it. Because teaching looks like too much work. One of the problems Samson had, I mentioned it yesterday. Samson was a man who never valued relationship. If you read 1 Samuel 15, sir, verse 1. Samson, imagine this. Somebody heard in chapter 14, the last verse, had married Samson's wife. Chapter 15, verse 1, Samson was coming with a kid, a goat, the child of a goat. What was his reason for coming? He said, let me go into my wife. I want to manifest. So I'm holding goats. They have long married your wife. You are not aware. No relationship. No bond. They have long married your wife. Bring up 1 Samuel 15, verse 1. 1 Samuel 15, verse 1. Samson said unto... Judges. As it says Samuel. What's wrong with me? Judges 15, verse 1. Judges 15. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited the wife with a kid. A kid is the child of a goat. And said, I will go into my wife, into the chamber. But her father will not suffer him to go in. Bring the last verse of chapter 14. The last verse of chapter 14, verse 20. But Samson's wife was given to his companion who he has used as his friend. Bring another message Bible. Samson's bride became the wife of the best man at his wedding. Bring 1 Samuel 15:1, message Bible. 1 Samuel 15:1, Message Bible. Message. 15 verse 1. Judges 15. What is wrong with Samuel in my mouth today? Okay, later on, it was during the wheat harvest. Samson visited his bride, bringing a young goat, saying, "Let me see my wife. Show me a bedroom." What does he want to do? Manifest. Samson's erection gave him direction. He remembered her. So that tells you one of the problems Samson also had. There was no many of us don't have that relation to our wife. We don't play. Some can't play with their wife. I am a graduate. My wife is a graduate. But sometimes I carry her on my back in the room. I'm running. The dean has stayed with me. He has lived in my house. Sometimes he will walk us in the palace, see us playing. He will laugh and walk away. Play with your wife. Play with your wife. You don't know how to plait hair. Sometimes just trouble the hair. Play with her. Carry her. Carry her. Once in a while, pinch her. Just go there, touch her in some corners. Tickle her. Tickle her. She tickle you. And as a woman, play with your husband. Your husband is sitting on a long chair. Maybe it's a bench. Touch him small. If he's a fool, he will move. No problem. Touch him again. Mumu, he will move. Touch him again. Ekwesu, he will move. Touch him again. There's an edge. The Spirit of the Lord is moving just like a magnet. By the time he gets to the edge, either he move here, he move down. Play. The only time you have to play with your wife, you are speaking in tongues. Your wife say, honey, today can't you just take me to the salon? That's the only time you took your wife out. And as you enter the car, that's how you hold the steering like a killer. You are going to salon. Why are you speaking in tongues, man? You hold the steering like a killer. Prayerless you. You have become an emergency prayer band coordinator on the way to a salon. Play! Say, honey, the wife, the kind of hair I want, You know, my wife knows the particular, there's a particular style of hair I want. I want my wife to do. I like that style. Anytime my wife does that style, when she's coming, she's smiling. I say, correct! And I don't pretend though, when she does the one I don't like, I say, fine. You see what? I say, it's okay, it's fine. He said, I know you want that one. But that one that you want, always cut my hair. Do you want my hair to be like your hair? He said, so don't worry. I'll do that one for you. But for now, let me just do this one. So that one. I said, okay, I'm watching. Play. You know, they did a joke. They did something. Let me shock you. They did something in a certain country. They did feet competition. Men took off all their shoes, and left their feet. And they told the wives to come and identify them by their feet. They covered their faces. No, that their failures know what shocked me. There was only one white man in their midst. Only one white man. So you didn't need prayer to know the color of his feet now. He's a white man. The wife still went to pick a black feet. Now, others that failed did not shock anybody. It was the stupidity that she became so disconnected that she became stupid. You carry it. As a woman, if they lock everywhere now, lock the faces, can you identify your husband's feet? Many can't. Because you don't even cut his nails. You don't. How many times have you cut your husband's toenails? You are cutting them. You are giving him a manicure. I don't understand. I'm sorry, I'm old school. Why a pastor will go to spa when he has a wife? Who will massage you in the spa? Your wife is there. She must learn. Press the body for those who massage. Because I don't know why people even massage anyway. Running around the altar is massage, sir. Charge fire. That's massage machine. I've never done nothing in my life. And I wonder, person, they are going for massage. I say, I don't understand. How? Your wife is there. Let her press the body. Let her do all that. Let her cut your nails. Proximity. Play Ludo. Not only do money devotion. Play Ludo. Play what? Pick two. General Market. What? Oh, I'm not spiritual anymore. Don't worry. Play! Sometimes I walk to the kitchen, your wife is cooking, steal one meat. I permit you to steal that meat. Only one. Not of the meat. Wait, oh. It's meat, I said, oh. Just go there. Say, honey, this thing looks fine. Take one. You bite it. You're walking. There's proximity. One. Don't come back, oh. Then give her a peck. You look good, man. You kiss her. Heaven say, oh, this is my beloved son. Am I communicating? Play. Every time your wife enter a room, you are not reading Bible. Anytime your wife enter your room, that's a carry Bible on your face. You are not reading, no. Just to turn her back. Your wife just enter your room. You carry Bible. Not only Bible. You have several books. And the book were open. And several books were open. So by the time she turned, you go back to whatever you were doing. In fact, you were even with somebody on the call. Satan is gradually severing you. My wife, my kids can never come before me without hugging me. It's the law in my house. I should not tell me good morning, daddy. No. They come to me first. Give me a hug. Good morning, daddy. The hug before the greeting. You hug me. Good morning, daddy. After hugging, you can kneel down. I taught my son, after hugging, you touch your toes. Then you can go. My wife enter, before anything, straight to the hug. That hug is of God. Oh. I'm teaching you something. Because there are some of you now, your wives are looking for affection. You give them attention, but you don't give them affection. She doesn't know what it means for you to hug. Anytime you just hug your wife, she knows where you are going. You just hug her. You say, I'm not well, oh. I'm not well. My waist is paining me. Because all your hug, no hug is free. All your hug have intention, wicked intentions. Wicked intentions. Once you hug your wife, she knows where you're going. Because, yeah, my husband hugged me. I know it will be fine. Darling, I'm not well. My stomach is turning me. See, why your stomach be turning you? You just say now. Because your intentions have been punctured. The Lord God has risen against your imagination. Play. Normal. Play. Becomes natural. You do all of that. Becomes natural. It becomes natural. When a woman is happy, she wants to make a man happy. Oh, nobody's sorry. Am I correct, women? When a woman is happy, she wants to make your husband happy. She will pass by you 20 times. She will pass by you 20 times. Enter his gate with thanksgiving in your heart. Enter his gate with thanksgiving in your heart. Enter his gate. By the time he sees you, she enter his court with praise. Thank you. Let me round up. Some people are speaking in tongues. Is it part of the problem in the church? I'm teaching now. Some of you, what are you praying about? Now, is it against me or against my teaching? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I want you to know something. Anytime you see a lady in your commission, your mandate, that your heart is going for outside your home, always remember, some men are hiding in the wardrobe. Behind that are beautiful skin. Behind that are plumpy body. Some men are hiding in the wardrobe. Behind how nice she appears. Behind that tentative eyes. As Samson was with Delilah in that same room. Look at it. Do you know? Look at it. Samson started playing around sin. The first time he said, source of your strength. He didn't mention the leg or the hand. He said, if you tie my hair. The law was that his hair should not be cut off. He said, if you tie my hair with 7 locks, the temptation was around where? Around where? Playing around the source of strength. Playing around sin. You first play around sin before you go into sin. The second time, it's okay, tie it with fresh locks. She was still playing. She didn't mention the hand. She didn't mention his legs. He started with the hair. And at the end of the day, he said, she spoke. He said, and the woman saw, I think verse 18 of chapter 16. He said, and the woman, chapter 16, Judges 16, verse 18. She saw, Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart. She said, and covered the Lord of the Philistines, said, come up once, for he has showed me all his heart. They came, brought out money in their hand. It was a contract, not a relationship. How can a woman look at you in the face and say, please, sir, can you tell me what I can do to kill you? Stop it. No, what I mean, the way you are strong, if somebody wants to kill you, for example, what would they do? Oh, stop. Your life is at stake. There were people. At that temptation, there is a terminator. Stand on your feet. Delilah's lap. A barbershop. I want to pray for you. There are some women who are praying seriously in this place. Because your husband is entangled. The way your husband has moved and that sister, look at this. Some men have so projected some ladies in their churches that the wife almost has no face. Your wife says, change this person from treasure. I say, no. Why is it a hard thing for you to do? You're ready to sacrifice your home for that? Your husband say, my wife, your closeness to this person, I don't like it. But I'm not doing anything now. Eh? It's not for the work. Do you like the work than him? There are some things that we don't have to stress ourselves over. But sir, it starts with a good intention to help. Let me say this to you as a father. If I know the things I know now, I will not have done some things I did. There are some people who come with their hearts. They want you to help them. They say they want to serve God. When you come in, I'm a prostitute. I watch you on YouTube. I want to serve God. I say, I will text a number to you. I give you my wife's number. I can't father you. No, not yet. Let her mother you first. And know that you are good to be fathered. There are people my wife has brought to me. Women! He said, honey, counsel her. Because she has weighed their motives. Weighed their intent. Say, this one is a Christian. Then I say, man, say, what? Prostitute? No. Jesus loves you. You are sincere. But people don't change. They only change color. Please, I don't want to go to hell again. I don't want to go. God, your message convicted me. Oh, Jesus. Your message. You are a man of God. 2 days later, they call you. Do you not be seeing my dreams, giving me direction, coming to talk to me, coming to tell me a script? And when they get to a point and you are uncomfortable, say, no, these things you are saying, I don't like it. Their intention comes out. And they wait for you. I've been there. It started from a call. It started from mentor me. That's how it started. That's how it began. No contact. Phone calls. Text messages. Kwadesh. And at the end of the day, who can you explain to? Oh, you were praying for her. Really? Because to him that is pure, all things are pure. Sir, the truth is this. God, you know my heart. It's God that knows your heart. Men don't know. By the time you are coming now, sir, mentor me. Me mentor you? With this kind of skirt? You are a tormentor. Somebody is walking like this. Say you should mentor her. That's a mentor. Purify me like gold, so I may be bold to save my body. You are here, you are a pastor, your wife and yourself, you are having crisis over issues like this. It has brought problem to the home and you are praying to come out of it, to get help. If you are here, I'll need you to come to the altar. If your wife is here, I'll need both of you to come to the altar in all humility and come kneel down. Let God bring you out of the assignment of Kwashas and Kadesh. Issues like this have come up. You started with a genuine heart, but you don't know what's going on now and you are crying, Lord, help me. If you are that category, come to the altar. Let me pray with you. Purify me like gold, so I may be bold to save my body. Mama just wrote to me that it's the last day I should entertain a few questions on this topic and all of that. So there's a question you're going to ask. I really wasn't prepared because I need to rest because of a long schedule I have. You could write it. The dean will read it out to me. I'll just take 5. So if there are questions you have or challenges, communicate them in a writing and bring it to the altar. The dean is here. Communicate it in writing and bring it to the altar and give the dean. He will read it. Don't put your name. Just write it. You are a pastor's wife. You are a lady. Many ladies are called, but there's an emotional challenge you are battling with. The truth is, some pastors are battling with masturbation. Some ladies are battling with that. There are things you are battling with. Come to the altar. Let me pray with you. It doesn't matter any challenge. Your husband, you are crying. Your husband needs help. You are crying. You need help. Your marriage needs help. Purify me like gold, so I may be bold to save my body.
Is your sanctuary?
Oh Lord, I long to know your glory. I want to offer the sacrifice of praise. Feel this temple with your spirit.
life be the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit feel the warmth of your embrace. Let me be a holy habitation where your spirit is pleased to dwell. Oh Lord, I want to know
your glory.
I want to offer,
the sacrifice of praise.
If you come from a polygamous home or a broken home, you need prayer. Because the power that broke that home will always come after you. There's something about the devil. He keeps record. It's not that you love to sin. It is what broke your parents' home that want to break your home. It's not that you love to sin. It is the polygamous spirit that was upon your father, upon your mother, that is gravitating people to you to make sure you follow pattern. Cry to God. Disconnect me from immoral altars. Disconnect me from patterns. Disconnect me from pattern. This thing that chased my father, that chased my mother, that made my father marry several wives, that made my mother marry several husbands. The thing is not after my life, giving me problems. Disconnect me. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer.
That is higher than I.
Yeah, my cry.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer.
From the ends of the earth.
Where I cry unto thee.
When my heart is overwhelmed.
That is higher than I.
In Jesus' name.
Father, by your mercy,
deliver your people. Let your weakness become your strength. Let the evil altar, matana patana, polygamous altar, altar of broken home, that the enemy is now using to enter your emotions,
break in the name of Jesus.
May you see sin and be irritated. The Lord is telling me that some of you are already in a trap of blackmail. You don't know how to come out of it. May God dissolve their strength. May God send help into your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Rise and shine. Rise, shine. Your light is come. Rise, shine. Clap your hands for the Lord. Dean, look for sensitive, reasonable. Clap your hands for the Lord. Mama is giving me a lot of work now. Did this conference bless you? Did it bless you? You get the date of the next conference in October. Did this conference bless you? All the tapes, get all of them. All are rich. If you want to go online, you can also do that. But if you have a compendium on the table, you know, when you watch something online, if you watch something online, when you're driving in your car, you're going on the road, you're going to lose connection with internet. Huh? But YouTube can't be playing then. It's going to cut off. That's why you must buy the audio. So that in the car, you're just playing it. You burn it into your MP3, your system. You play it over and over and over. And they said what sticks to your spirit is what you have heard at least 10 times. At least 10 times. It sticks. It sticks. Alright, let's be seated for a while. We're going to close now. Are there meetings to be held? Apart from all OFM pastors who sit on this role and this role. I think the SOPs have done their meetings. They're done. Amen. Alright.
Professor, quite a lot of questions, but to merge them together. These people are asking, they've got married to women that, wives that don't like playing at all. They don't like playing at all. They're very
spiritual.
Yes, sir. They don't play. They can pray, but not playing as in a...
They can pray.
Yes, sir. But
then they don't like playing.
At all. So what do you do with that kind of a wife? They believe it's carnality. They believe that you have to be spiritual all of the time.
Introduce her to Mama. I think you should link your wife with my wife. Now, if some people have been wired that way, now she's your wife, you have no choice than to start teaching her. There's no woman who cannot learn. And the truth is that nobody will play with you when they know you only play when you need something. Women are not stupid. When they know you are playing, it's your nature, you like them to be happy. Not only when you want something from them. I don't think there's any woman who will not want to play. Because women are baby at heart. Women, am I correct? They are baby, but when they know that once you offend them, that's when you are coming to try to pet them. You have a strategy to which you want to woo them. They won't be ready for that kind of play. And let me shock you. Every woman likes gifts. Even though she may not use it. You can buy something and say, oh, after 3 days you see it where you kept it. Start with that. You are going out, you buy her something. Not that you went outside, 2 days, you came back empty handed, you are touching your wife. Baby. Baby, say, I beg. You came back empty handed. Empty handed. When you come back, buy something, give to her. That's how it starts. That's how the play starts. There is something your wife loves. Your wife may not like play, but every woman, there is one thing she loves.
Keep doing that thing. Keep doing that thing. Keep doing that thing. You break a defense.
Some questions here look alike. It's like some of the pastors are complaining that their wives are very close to the assistant pastor, to the point of even holding, holding the shoulder and the hug sometimes. They don't know what to do. And some are also complaining that their friends, their very good friends who are pastors also, are close to their wives to the point of... So what should they do?
This is what they should do.
To their friends. They hug, they even call names.
Warn your friend. Warn that your friend. You are not comfortable. Warn your friend. Bible says it's your duty to tend your garden. Are you listening? When you are not comfortable, you are not comfortable. It's not suspicion. You are not just comfortable. Put a stop to it. And as a woman, it is not honorable. Every man has an ego. The problem is when a man becomes arrogant. Every man likes esteem. When you throw yourself around for somebody, there's a difference between maybe your brother-in-law. That's different. Your brother-in-law, whether you like it or not, it's your husband. It's a difference with your father-in-law, your mentor, your husband's cousin, which you still have to even put a limit. Because some brother-in-laws can be terrible. Oh. So just limit it. Amen? Amen. And even you that saying your wife should limit it, limit yours. Let's be on our feet. My time is up. No more questions. Hallelujah. If you've got your oil, open it. Some people said they brought their oil. I've not blessed it. Open your oil. If you've got photographs of family members you want me to address, lift them up. ATM tomorrow. There is a football match. No, I don't think it's... Is it Polyfield? There's one at the University of... Iyamo University, okay. There's one at the Edo State University. There's a football there. 8 a.m. tomorrow. And there is a dinner by 4 p.m. I think this dinner is by invitation. You are strictly by invitation. 4 p.m. at the other venue. We have some, despite all the devils of hell, we have a few people here from Liberia. We have 7 people. From America, 6. Germany, 1. Gambia, 2. London, 3. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your seed that I called forth yesterday, come cast it on the altar. Only come here, there shall be testimonies of lands, testimonies of church buildings, testimonies of intervention, testimonies of great grace. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Carry favor. carry help, carry favor, carry help, carry favor. Jesus' name. Lift your offerings up. Lift your offerings up. Father, receive us and receive our offering. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus, I love you, oh. You do well, I thank you, oh. You don't make my life better. I go to serve you forever, oh. You be Papa, Jesus.
I love you, oh.
I love you.
You do well, I thank you, oh.
I thank you.
You don't make my life better. I go to serve you forever, oh. You be Papa,
Jesus. I love you, oh. You do well, I thank you, oh. You don't make my life better. I go to serve you forever. Oh, you be Baba.
Jesus, I love you. Oh.
I love you.
You do well, I thank you. Oh.
I thank you.
You don't make my life better. I go to serve you forever. Oh, you be Baba.
Every day, I go to serve you.
I go to serve you forever. Oh, you be Baba.
Every day, I go to praise your name.
I go to serve you forever.
Oh my God, you do good. Why are those people? Why are they going out? Why are they going out? Have I released you?
Oh.
Day and night, now you I know.
Day and night, now you I know you be Baba.
Day and night, now you I know.
Day and night, now you I know you be Baba.
Day and night, now you I know.
Day and night, now you I know you be Baba.
I go worship Jesus forever. I go worship him every day. I go worship Jesus forever. I go worship him every day, every day.
I go worship Jesus forever. I go worship him every day. I go worship Jesus forever. I go worship him every day.
Wateka tamuno oribiye, iye oribiye. Wateka tamuno oribiye. Oluwada odara,
eh,
odara. Oluwada odara,
eh, odara.
Bega, bega, bega,
bega, bega, bega, bega, bega, odara. Oluwada odara, eh, odara.
I go climb that mountain, I go jump that fence. With blood of Jesus, I no go fear.
I go climb the mountain, I go jump the fence. With blood of Jesus, I no go fear.
I go climb that mountain, I go jump that fence. With blood of Jesus, I no go fear.
I go climb the mountain, I go jump the fence. With blood of Jesus, I no go fear.
With blood of Jesus,
I no go fear.
With blood of Jesus,
I no go fear.
With blood of Jesus,
I know no fear.
With blood of Jesus,
I know no fear.
With blood of Jesus,
I know no fear.
Power, the best power. Jesus, own a super. Power, the best power. Jesus, own a super. On your majesty,
on your
majesty,
Can I see you dance? Give the Lord a dance offering. You are not dancing. Do organado, do organado, kili do do kili do do kili ye. Do organado.
All are international guests, not those of you that reside in town. If you're a foreigner but you live here, you are not involved. Those of you that flew in for this program, go on your knees. International guests, you flew in for this program. I pray for you. You are protected. You are preserved. Your life will be a blessing. In the nation the Lord has sent you to, you will conquer. You will take over. You will be on top. This attack that's brewing on the earth will not come near you. Let your walk take a new shape. In Jesus' name. You came from other states. Just kneel down. Let me pray for you. You came from other states. Other states. Other states. Outside this state. Other states. I pray for you. The hand of the Almighty God will keep you. I call for corn and wine. I call for oil and grass. You will never be stranded. You will not struggle. Your going back is to go and recover all. The same testimonies that godly men have had in ministry, you will have double. In Jesus' name. Your time has come. Clap your hands for Jesus. Congratulations. Shake hands with 5 people and tell them, by God's grace, I'll see you in October. God bless you. God bless you. All OFM pastors, please. Thank you.
Aha! Ibwandese, oke nwoke Apostle Johnson Suleiman. Egwu maka ina akokwa, anyi bu kwachi we bia, omune mu na nokwa. Ana boya Apostle, many call him professor, manobu kwa oracle. Okay, onye kuzi ai, onye ndu ai, onye chekwa ai, nani ya mereko onochi wai.
Now intro you heard of him, Lion of Africa, Suleiman Magadil's man of steel. Yeah, the fairy apostle, bearing the man to phantom. How come we can't stop? Killer one to the poor, poor. Unconditional daddy you are, the army you wish I forever remain. Loyal to the core, triple legacy, never seen. Evergreen, mega weed, problem free, ecstasy. My life and testimony, one that you did for me. Let it rain, more grace on you.
Thank you. son. Since I met him, God bless me on top. He said, you cannot be stopped. All challenges, I place them on hold. My son, don't be shocked. If they try to cause, you can be seen, but never be touched. Oh, make that God, it's a very big God. All your blessings, they must come in, Bob. He's a preacher, he's a teacher to demonic rulers. He's a killer, sin a kid, I lose. He's a silly man, because of him, I'm a better man. Daddy, we love you, don't be mad. People choose to shout, he not go land, make we not be tough. They run your back, I must have heard to make us stand down. Now you make me say, them, they ask, you know, this one boy has become so great. He has grown higher from his grace. Daddy, thank you, oh, she said, now you make me say, them, they ask, you know, this one boy has become so great. We are born way above his mates. That is, thank you. I've been busy.
Yes, we love
to you.